It's 8 minutes past eight on Absolute Radio. Our special guest this morning is Doctor Who, David Tennant. He's back on this weekend, Big Easter special of Doctor Who, which is on at
6:45 Saturday night.
BBC One?
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
And BBC HD channel for the first time.
Oh, right, I might check it out on that.
Simulcast in HD, thank you.
David's just agreed, before he goes, he's we're going to look at his house, where he lives, Dot Two fans, on Google Street Maps. So
yeah,
we'll be doing that.
That would be great, I think.
I can't believe you agreed to do that. Thanks for doing
I'm really
that.
Happy to.
So it's W... One, the postcode.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
4XQ. The trouble is now, we're going to have... Google's going to crash, because they won't hit... There'll be people all over the world trying to find his palace that he's moved into now. All right, so everyone wants to know what David Tennant is going to be doing next, because to make the leap from going from Doctor Who to something else is a big decision, so there's got to have been something planned here.
Nothing coming up. There's nothing coming up. Blank, snow blank, in the diary.
Is all we've been hearing now for months.
Yeah.
No way, your agent's phone isn't ringing off the... Right, okay, what about this?
I'm signing on, honestly. I'll be down
Brian,
the W1.
How much is he entitled to?
I think it's £95, if he hasn't got substantial savings, but he probably has.
Well, he's a Time Lord, how old are you? 500 years old? The old pension you've been paying? National Insurance contributions alone, you'll be all right.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll be sorted. Okay, so we've got a lie detector machine. This is, we spent over £5 million yesterday sourcing this lie detector machine.
It looks like you have spent some money anyway. Yeah.
There's a bit of it tip-exed out as well.
Yeah, why is that?
You'll find out in a minute, because it gives you a little bit of an electric zap if you lie, apparently. So we tip-exed out that bit. Right, Brian, how does the lie detector machine work?
Well, it's quite simple, Christian. David places his hand on the machine.
Mm-hmm.
Should I do that now?
Do it now.
I'm placing my hand on the machine.
Good.
Christian, you will ask him a question.
Mm-hmm. Is your name David Tennant?
Is it switched on?
And I'll press this button.
Right.
Do I answer now? When do I answer?
So I shall ask him again. Please tell me your name.
My name... Well, actually, my name is David McDonald.
McDonald?
Yeah.
More voiceover work coming up then.
That means he's told the truth there, Christian, because it didn't go off.
Thank you.
There we go. Machine works. Okay. Are you David Muckadee Tennant leaving Doctor Who in May?
Yes, I am.
What's that doing? What's it doing now?
It's
playing
the Jaws
theme. What's happening to it now, Brian? I'm scared. It's now analysing the data that's...
That's a lie.
What?
According to the machine, apparently. It's very complicated.
It's not looking good for our lie detector machine, is it? Right, another question. Are you doing...
No, that's truth. Look, that's the truth button. That's lit up.
I didn't read the manual.
Yeah.
What kind of interrogators are we?
When
the guy we're interrogating is actually helping us run this. Okay, are you... Brian, get it to work again. Are you going to do a big movie?
I have no plans at the present.
At the present, which means it's about...
Oh!
He got it! He got it!
Liar!
Liar!
It gives you an electric shock!
Yeah. He leapt back from the thing and it zapped him. Is it quite a big zap?
Oh. Well, it's not a big zap, but it's a shock if you're not expecting it.
He got shocked because he's lying. You signed
lying.
Up to do a movie.
I am not signed up to anything.
You're going to be doing movies next.
Well, yeah, I don't know what I'm doing next.
Well, yeah, a little half yes there. All right, let's continue these questions. Are you doing a sign...
I'm nervous. I didn't realise there was actual physical pain involved in this.
Well, tell the truth and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you doing a sci-fi movie next?
No.
Let's see what the machine says. Analysing the no to a sci-fi movie. I've had lots of emails saying he's doing a sci-fi movie next with Russell T. Davis.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Don't know. I think he's protesting too much. No, that's the truth. You're not doing that. Are you making a movie version of Hamlet, your hugely successful stage play?
I don't know.
Oh, the machine's gonna zap you.
True. That's true. Thank you very much.
So you don't know?
Don't know.
So there might be a movie?
It's a possibility. It's been talked about and it would be good if we could make it work, but it's quite complicated.
Does this involve Hamlet hurting his back?
and halfway through the film, someone else coming in.
No, that was a, that was the offstage. that'll be on the DVD extras. Yeah.
It's just you from a wheelchair doing the rest of it, like Ironside.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
No, I just, you know, I needed a few weeks off. What can I say?
So is that true? Plans are on foot for a movie?
Not a movie. A TV movie, I think. Yeah.
Oh, come on, the career's going better than that. TV movie.
No, we'd just do it. The plan, as I've heard it, is it would be quite a sort of small-scale thing for the BBC, I think. But
so they wouldn't just film like you doing it on stage?
No, I don't think so. I think we'd find a location and we'd do it. But it wouldn't be done like a full drama either. It would consciously betray its theatrical roots.
Here we go. He's becoming the actor. It was seamless, baby. I like the way you did that. And is this with Russell T. Davis or...?
It's with William Shakespeare.
Oh, he's good! Hey.
Yeah.
Oh.
The script's already written.
Yeah. The jokes are on the sound of it as well. Oh, that's very good on the doctor there. All right, another question then, Bri. Fire up the machine. Okay, David Tennant.
Yeah. Just giving me a hard Paddington stare is not going to help.
Are you in talks to do a new TV version of Columbo?
Oh, I wish I was, but I'm not.
You're not?
No, who said that?
Honestly, I went onto these internet forums yesterday. The stuff that's on there about what you're going to be doing next, apparently Columbo.
I'd love to do that, but... truth. I'd love to do that, but there's no... Not that. First I've heard about it. Great idea, though. Let's do it.
One final question with the lie detector. This would be your biggest test. Did you like Sylvester McCoy as Doctor Who?
I thought he was terrific.
We'll see. You think Sylvester McCoy was a terrific Doctor Who?
Truth!
Oh, he's beating the machine. Okay, right, we've got loads of questions from you that you've been emailing in over the next couple of days, and coming up 5 minutes' time, we'll take you through them.